When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Show brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Jane Wyman and Mr. Joe Venuti. General Electric proudly presents its latest innovation, the new, streamlined, all-electric crooner, Bing Crosby.
Stand clear, I may blow a fuse here, but Ken, I want to tell you, it's nice to be back on the air, and it's indeed a great honor to be working for General Electric. We've really got some wonderful products, Ken, haven't we?
Yes.
The Stratoliner range, the refrigerator food freezer, the all-electric kitchen. You know, they took me through an all-electric kitchen this afternoon. Yeah. That's really something.
Yeah, what about the GE Ringer washer?
They're putting me through that tomorrow.
Have a nice trip.
Must be an easier way for a fellow to get his pants pressed, don't you think? But you know, Ken, I'm so GE-minded that lately I'm working like an electric refrigerator.
What do you mean you're working like a refrigerator?
Every time I open my mouth, my tonsils light up.
Well, it might not be a bad idea to keep a light burning in there. Your voice may come back some night.
See? Well, if it does, all is forgiven. I'm sure of that. You know, Ken, I'm not touchy. Really, I'm not about my pipes because they are a little passe. They're getting a little beat.
Yes, they might be.
But I think it would be good policy if we refrained from such cracks.
Oh,
cracks
really?
Like that. Because there's a rumor going around CBS now. They say that CBS stands for Can Bing Survive? You think?
Well, I know. I thought CBS now meant cut Bing's salary.
Well, that too, yes. Ken, I think we've had enough of my personal problems. Let's talk about the heat wave in Los Angeles.
Oh,
something like that.
Murder, hasn't he?
It's
been something awful out here, Bing.
Ken, there's one good thing about Southern California, though. No matter how hot it is during the day, when you go to bed at night, you can always sleep under two earthquakes.
I always thought that was two blankets.
Who can keep blankets on with all that shake?
I almost forgot a telegram came for you.
Well, this is opening night. We ought to get at least one wire, huh?
We did. Here it is.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from Bob Hope. Well, I'll bet this is going to be real clever.
Oh, gee, I could hardly wait. What does he say, Bing?
Well, it says here, Dear Bing, congratulations on landing a job with General Electric. I hope they make you a chair.
That Bob sure thinks up funny things.
Well,
he does.
When you consider what he has to think with, you know. A little shallow up there. But now, Ken, I think we best get along with the opening selection. Very clever little thing that you've probably heard. In fact, Guy Mitchell has a great record out on it. It's getting quite a ride from the DJs. It's titled Feet Up, Pat 'em on the Popo. Some title, huh? If the Riv Mayors and John Scott and his general electricians are ready, we'll have a go at this thing.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ain't been a kid like this before, he's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Now I've been known to gamble, take a little drink. There's the night I had that fight and I ended in the clink. But now my rootin' tootin' days are done. Gonna be the man he thinks I am, cause I love my son.
Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Feet up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
I ain't seen a kid like this before. He's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feed up, pat him on the boat pole, let's hear him laugh.
I'm gonna do some bragging up and down this town. I'm walking into joints I knew and pass the news around that I just up and had a son. Though he's just been born, gonna buy him a horn, a baseball and drum.
He's tiny as a peanut,
and yet I do declare, someday he'll look at me and say, hey, how you doing down there? He'll be good-hearted like his ma, but I'll bet he'll be a lady killer just like his pa.
Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ain't been a kid like this before. He's so good-looking, gonna have some more.
Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ha, 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 ha. Gonna pat him on the popo now.
Hey!
Bouncy, Bing.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Ken.
Now, what do you say we give the commercial a little pat on the popo?
Oh,
huh?
That's a good idea. We have so many wonderful things to talk about, I just don't know where to begin.
Well, let's tell the folks about the General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer.
Oh, I could gab for 4 or 5 hours on that duty.
Oh, well, fine.
Folks, the GE Refrigerator Food Freezer is actually 2 great appliances in 1 beautiful cabinet. Now, up in this glorious top here, you've got a big, spacious, zero-degree freezer. Real freezer with its own door, its own natural-born refrigerating system, and its own temperature control. You can store up to 70 pounds of fine eating in this freezer compartment, and rest assured, it'll stay mellow as a cold porter roundelay for a month or a year.
Okay, Bing, that's enough about the freezer compartment. I want to tell the folks about the wonderful GE refrigerator down below it. This refrigerator is constructed along the line of a crafty little principle called moist cold. Now, that moist cold protects your victuals, keeps vegetables, fruits, and meats so fresh and appetizing, and you don't have to cover them. And GE's got a little dandy called a butter conditioner that keeps butter just right for spreading. And you never have to defrost your GE refrigerator because frost never forms. More than 3.5 million GE refrigerators have been in service 10 years or longer. They're that dependable. And your GE dealer has these wonderful General Electric refrigerator food freezers. Stop in and see them soon.
Stop in and see them tomorrow. That's soon enough. Say, here's a new tune. It's a new deck of discs of mine. It's being played a little by some of the DJs. Rather a nice thing, too. We've got Red Nichols and the boys. You going to Mobile, little boys? You ready? A 1, a 2.
Till the stars in the sky cease to shine, till the sand of the desert grows cold, till the last petals fall from the roses, and the silver in your hair turns back to gold, till the sun and the moon hide in darkness, and we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine. Darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine. You'll be mine.
Thank you, Red, and thank you very much, folks. You know, it's guest time now, and a real pleasure, too, this time, to welcome a great actress from the silver screen. One of Tinseltown's most versatile, most charming, most talented, most beautiful, most enchanting, the lovely young lady who is among the very top performers in Filmland, Miss Jane Wyman.
And about that introduction.
Well, it describes you perfectly, Jane. I meant every word of it.
Well, now, Bing, you don't have to butter me up.
Well, I wasn't buttering you up at all. You see, Jane, I have a sensitive, vibrant nature which endows me with an abundance of honeyed phrases and pretty words of praise. I'm a poet, you see, with a keen appreciation of the artistic and a delicate sense of beauty.
Gee, to look at you, you'd never know it.
Well, it's down inside me, Jane. It's deep.
Well, don't worry, Bing. This heat's got everybody a little goofy.
It sure has. Anyhow, Jane, we're fortunate that we're not doing a TV show. At least we don't have a lot of hot lights on us.
Say, by the way, Bing, when are you going to get into television?
Oh, I may do some TV shows when I get back from Europe.
Why are you going to Europe?
So I won't have to do any TV.
What a sneaky reason for taking a vacation.
I'm just kidding, Janie. Real reason I'm going to Europe is I have to make a picture in France.
A still or a movie?
A movie.
See, I envy you going to Europe. Are you going to play the Palladium in London?
I don't think so.
Why not? Oh, Danny Kaye was a big hit there. Judy Garland was a big hit there. And Betty Hutton was a big hit there.
That's true. Jack Benny was sensational, too.
Say, Bing, I forgot to mention that Bob Hope was a big hit at the Palladium.
That's okay with me.
Are you going to get together with Bob over there?
Yes. We have a rendezvous in Paris. You know, we're avid art collectors, Bob and I. We're meeting at the Louvre, right under the Mona Lisa. He's bringing the knife, I'm bringing the gunny sack.
Bing, you wouldn't dare. That would make you and Bob thieves.
Not at all, Jane. You might say that Bob and I are just taking a picture together. Now, Jane, how about a song?
Okay with me.
I really like the way you sing He's Just Crazy for Me, you know, in the Paramount Technicolor musical Just for You.
You're nice to say so.
I really mean it. It's great.
Thank you, my poet.
Move right in here, Miss Barrett.
He's just crazy for me. Perfection, says he. He tells me I'm gorgeous, and oh, how he sighs whenever he mentions my baby. He's wild over my love. He thinks that I'm one for the book. According to him, I'm so slender and slim, I feel like a doll on his knee. He's just crazy for me. Little nose. I'm almost in tears when he tells me my ears are tiny pink shells from the sea. He's just crazy for me.
Wonderful, Jane. Really a smasher. Such a class. Say, vraiment formidable.
So long. I'll call you when it gets cooler.
Wait, just a minute. You think we ought to do our song before you go?
You mean zing a little song?
I don't mean pat him on the popo. I mean... John Scott, zing a little song.
Beside the Zyder Z, but when you're sitting by the Zyder me, I want to sing a little song.
Sing some sentimental melody about a chapel or an apple tree, about a couple living happily, and I'll be glad to sing along.
And I'll be glad it ain't the season.
But as me kind of silly, you really are a dolly,
a dolly and a dilly.
You got a reason to cuddle or to close to me, and we could do
a very clever bit of close harmony.
Zing, 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 it's getting late, my pet.
My pet.
We've got a most important date to set.
I'm sure that we could make a great duet, and we could sing a little love song all night long.
Sing, zing, zing a little song with me.
We'll sing a little song.
I know we're not beside a side
and
of
I'll be glad to sing along.
But when you're sitting by the side of me,
you want
a
what?
I want to sing a little song.
Sing some sentimental melody
that's all about
A chapel or an apple tree.
And I'll be glad
about
to
a couple
sing
living
along.
Happily.
How's that with you?
Well, I'll be glad to sing it too.
Well, okay.
It ain't a season that has me kind of zilly. You really are
a dolly.
Ooh, a dolly and a dilly.
Oh, really?
You got a reason to cuddle sort of close to me. And we could do a very clever bit of
close harmony.
Zing, 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 it's getting late, my pet.
Forgot to set the date.
I know that
we can make a great duet.
I'll be the tenor,
alto,
and baritone. And we could sing a little love song all night long.
But when you're sitting by the side of me,
we want to sing
a little song.
If we do, we got to sing some sentimental melody.
We got to sing
about a chapel or an apple tree. About a couple living happily. We
want to
sing a little song.
Could be the music that's got me off my
noodle. Could be the Wiener Schnitzel,
there, Fraulein. Could be the apple strudel.
Could be.
When we're together, I want to sing a serenade.
And we could dodge it up a bit and make a hit and do a bit.
A little zing, a zing, a zing. We'll kill them at the Met. You know to make a great duet.
How can we miss?
With stuff like this.
Very well.
I'll make it.
Oh, well, we'll settle for a love song all night.
Thank you.
James, you were very breezy. I loved every beat, every bar. Now, if I wonder if we could get Ken Carpenter to zing a little song about the new General Electric two-oven Constellation range.
I'll be happy to, Bing. You know, it's unbelievable, folks, what you can do with a new General Electric two-oven Constellation range. Oh, man alive, the work and bother those two ovens save you. No more of this, I've got to get the pies out by two if I want to get the roast done by five, because now you can bake in one oven and roast or broil in the other. And you can set each oven at a different temperature so that you have everything ready for the groaning board at the same time. Each oven is fully equipped, spacious, and completely independent of the other.
Yeah, my friends, both of these Jim Dandy ovens bake, both of them broil, and both of them roast. Matter of fact, with this GE Constellation, the ladies don't even have to hang around the premises while supper's cooking, do they?
No, sirree. Ladies, the GE oven timer turns your master oven off and on for you, so you can spend the afternoon shopping or at the local movie emporium. And you can get the convenience of two-oven cooking for the price you might expect to pay for a one-oven range.
So, neighbors, come the dawn tomorrow, at the very crack thereof, convey yourself across the plaza and see your GE dealer about a new modern General Electric Constellation range with push-button controls. And if he doesn't sell you one, twist his arm a little, huh? He's got no right to hoard them. Now, to present our next guest, I'd like to say right off that he's indeed our top jazz violinist. Real crazy man, as Dean Martin says, but he does have his lucid moments, they tell me. Although I've never been fortunate enough to catch him in a lucid mood. Here then, ladies and gentlemen, is the completely uninhibited fiddler, Joe Venuti.
Is this the place?
Yeah, Joe, this is the place. Hey, Joe. Joe, where are you and the orchestra playing now?
Well, we're playing at the Devonshire Inn on La Cienega in Pico.
The Devonshire Inn, oh, boy. Devonshire Inn, it sounds very British.
Oh, rather.
Say, come off it, come off it. You've been hanging around with Ray Noble, eh?
Ray Noble? Who's he?
He's an orchestra leader.
I don't know many orchestra leaders. In fact, I'm the only orchestra leader I know.
Say, Joe, how many men in your band now?
Well, it varies.
How do you mean?
Well, it depends on how many show up.
Oh. Who's the worst offender in your band?
Me.
Kidding on the square, baby. Joe, what are you going to play for us this evening? What do you got?
I might play Body and Soul.
Body and Soul?
Oh, it must be the heat. I'm out of my mind.
Okay. Okay, then, Body and Soul by Joe Venuti. Of course, he may switch it to Body and Filet of Soul.
Say, that's good. I think I'll play.
No, no, no. Just play Body and Soul. Don't fool. Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Carpenter with a pretty bit of news.
General Electric offers you the world's most wonderful electric kitchen for only $47.20 a month. A spotless GE kitchen that's all electric, that preserves your food, cooks your meals, and washes your dishes afterwards. It's geared for efficiency, matched for style and beauty. And you can have it right now after a small down payment and pay for it over a 3-year period. And your General Electric dealer gives you an extra service. He designs the layout of your GE all-electric kitchen, places the appliances for convenience and for knockout good looks. The cost of that service, nothing. And say, if you're buying or building a home, be sure it has this GE all-electric kitchen. The costs included right in your regular long-term mortgage. And there are other finance plans which offer much lower terms over a longer period. It's a pretty bit of news indeed. You can be princess of a fairy kitchen for only $47.20 a month.
So see your General Electric kitchen dealer about it today, huh? He's the boy who holds the key to Wonderland. Here's a lovely new ballad. Its immense popularity, undoubtedly attributable to the British recording of the same by Miss Vera Lynn.
Auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, we'll meet again, sweetheart, this lovely day has flown away, the time has come to part. We'll kiss again, like this again. Don't let the teardrops start. With love it's true, I'll wait for you. Auf Wiedersehen, sweetheart.
The Hartz Mountain Canary was Miss Lulu Jean Norman singing in the background there. Now, my thanks. Thank you, Jane.
Joe, thanks very much.
My thanks to you for a very charming visit this evening. I hope we can all get together again next Thursday. Same time, same place, when our guests will be the Bell Sisters and Miss Helen O'Connell. And friends, just a quick reminder about that fabulous General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but you can be sure it's there in every single General Electric appliance you buy. Take my word for it. You can put your confidence in General Electric.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by General Electric, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests Helen O'Connell and the Bell Sisters. Folks, Election Day is less than a month away. Right now, why not go to the calendar and put a big circle around November 4th? Make sure this year you and your family go to the polls and exercise your duty and privilege to vote. Remember, voting is everybody's job.